جزء 24. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I begin in the name of Allah, compassionate to all, merciful to each. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the 24th episode in this podcast series titled Journeying Our Eyes Through the Quran, Exploring 30 Juz in 30 Days. Today, inshallah, we will continue our journey through the pages of the Quran as we take a brief look into the 24th juz of the Quran, which consists of the last 43 verses of Surah Az-Zumar, which means the throngs, the entirety of Surah Ghafir, or Surah Mu'min, which means the forgiver or the believer, and is 85 verses long in Meccaned, and finally, the first 46 verses of Surah Fussilat, which means the elaborated, which is also a Meccan surah. Surah Fussilat is also known as Hamim Sajda, as it contains the first wajib sajda of the Quran as well. For today's episode, we will focus on the story of the Mu'min from Surah Ghafir, also known as Surah Mu'min, and this is the story of a man whose name was Hizkir, or Ezekiel in English. He is not named in the Quran, but he's named in the Ahadith literature. His story takes place during the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, as Prophet Musa struggled with Fir'aun, Haman, and his companions. Among Fir'aun's family members, however, was a man named Hizkir. And it seems as though Hizkir had a significant position with Pharaoh and was somehow related to him. According to some accounts, Hizkir was his cousin. Although we rarely hear the story of Hizkir, he is a highly regarded figure who several hadith refer to. Not only that, but a lot of this chapter is dedicated to his story and his preachings as well. One hadith in Sheikh Saduq's Al-Amali mentions that Hizkir is one of three Siddiqs, a status which is alluded to in the Quran. The other two individuals who are referred to in this hadith are Habib al-Najjar, the man from the outskirts of the city who is mentioned in Surah Yasin, and Imam Ali alayhi salam. But of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam has a higher status. In this hadith, Hizkir is the third of these three Siddiqs. Another hadith mentions that Hizkir is of the believers who will return with the Faraj, or the arrival of the Imam Ajalallahu Farajahu Sharif. And all of these hadith note him as incredibly well regarded. So what is his story, and what does the Quran tell us about him in this chapter which is named after him? In Surah Mu'min, starting from verse 28, his story unfolds, and several passages of his discussions with his people are narrated at length where he challenges Fir'aun, first subtly, and then, as the story unfolds, his words become more and more explicit with belief. In the beginning of the story, a conversation of his with Fir'aun is narrated, where Fir'aun is discussing the idea of killing Prophet Musa alayhi salam. In response, we can see how Hizkir challenges Fir'aun, but not by directly saying that he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or that he believes in the message of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Instead, he puts forward the idea of freedom of belief and the idea of tyranny being wrong. In verses 28 to 29, Hizkir is quoted as saying to Fir'aun, "Will you kill a man for saying that my Lord is Allah, while he has already brought you manifest proofs from your Lord? If he's lying, then this lie will be to his own detriment. But if he's truthful, then there shall visit you some of what he promises you. Indeed, Allah does not guide someone who is a transgressor and a liar." In this phrase, Hizkir is essentially saying that, look, if Prophet Musa is lying, then he's going to hurt himself. But what if he's right? Should you really kill someone just because they're saying that they believe in God? And then in verse 29, Hizkir continues and he says, "O my people, today you have power. Today you're dominant over the land. But what will happen if Allah's punishment is true and if Allah's punishment should overtake us?" In these verses, Hizkir is basically warning Fir'aun and the court of Fir'aun of tyrannizing others while they're in a position of power. And he's saying, look, if Musa's wrong, then that's to his own detriment. We can't kill someone for just saying that they believe in God. You can also see that in these verses, Hizkir is playing devil's advocate in a sense. As the surah unfolds and the verses continue, they become more and more interesting. Because in response to this, Fir'aun actually becomes a little defensive. And he says,
قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ مَا أُرِيكُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَرَى وَمَا أَهْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ
I just point out to you what I see to be advisable for you, and I only guide you to the way of rectitude, to what is good. This is really interesting because you can see that even Fir'aun puts up a defensive mechanism. He's trying to soften what he's saying since his skill has somehow challenged him and pointed to the evil of his words and his deeds. But as we already know, Fir'aun was arrogant. He did not have any intellectual humility, and he closed himself off to the guidance, or the possibility of guidance. In verse 35, it says,
الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ أَتَاهُمْ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعِنْدَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ قَلْبِ مُتَكَبِّرٍ جَبَّارٍ.
Those who dispute the signs of Allah without any authority that may have come to them, that is greatly outrageous to Allah and to those who have faith. This is how Allah seals the heart of every arrogant tyrant. The verses clearly indicate here that arrogance and the denial of the truth is what has led to the sealing of his heart and the hearts of tyrants. As the story unfolds and the verses move on, we see that Hizkiyah's advice becomes more and more explicit to Fir'aun and to the people as he boldly declares his faith and preaches to the people in the following passage. And he who believed said, O my people, follow me. I will guide you to the way of right conduct. O my people, this world is only temporary enjoyment, and indeed the hereafter, that is the home of the permanent settlement. Whoever does an evil deed will not be recompensed except by the like thereof. But whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, those will enter paradise, being given provision therein without account. And O my people, how is it that I invite you to salvation while you invite me to the fire? You invite me to disbelieve in Allah and associate with Him that of which I have no knowledge, and I invite you to the Exalted in Might, the Perpetual Forgiver. Assuredly, that to which you invite me has no response to a supplication in this world or the hereafter. And indeed, our return is to Allah. And indeed, the transgressors will be the companions of the fire. And you will remember what I now say to you, and I entrust my fear to Allah. Indeed, Allah is all-seeing of His servants. So Allah protected him from the evils they plotted, and the people of Fir'aun were enveloped by the worst of punishments. The fire they are exposed to morning and evening, and the day the hour appears, it will be said, make the people of Fir'aun enter the severest punishment. In this set of verses, we see the efforts that Hizkiyah has put in, and moreover, we see his acknowledgement and perfect belief. He first acknowledges the core idea that brings anybody towards religion, and that is the recognition of death and what is beyond, that this life is simply passing us by, that is temporary, and there's an everlasting life awaiting us, a hereafter, where we will be held accountable for our actions. This realization is really a core component of belief. And after this, he moves on to establishing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He's our Lord, that we're returning to Him, and that we'll be held accountable to Him. Lastly, he warns of the outcome of the transgressors and oppressors, that with this accountability, transgressors and oppressors like Fir'aun and Haman will be punished. But alas, their hearts are closed. When he sees that his words are not working, that his preaching has no effect, he says a beautiful phrase. And this phrase is, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I entrust my affairs to God, I do tafweed. Indeed, Allah is all-seeing, and He's well aware of everything with regards to His servants. This phrase is also a recommended du'a to recite, especially when it comes to trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything difficult. And when we recite this phrase, we are quoting Hizkiyah and his du'a made when facing the tyranny of Fir'aun. In response to this du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala notes that Hizkiyah was saved, but Fir'aun and his followers were not. There's a difference of opinion as to whether or not he was murdered by Fir'aun or if his life was spared. Some scholars opine that he was saved, as this verse indicates this, and they take it in a literal way, that Hizkiyah was saved, whereas Fir'aun wasn't. Others like Allama Tabatabai in Tafsir al-Mizan contend that Hizkiyah's faith is what was saved, and that Fir'aun may have murdered him for his belief, as he was particularly known for his torture, but regardless of Hizkiyah's worldly end, what we do know is that he was a man of impeccable status, that his end was Jannah, that his end was beautiful, and that his faith was saved. He strove for truth, and he struggled to guide those around him. He defended Prophet Musa alayhi salam in whatever way he could, standing up against Fir'aun and speaking the words of Tawheed, despite it costing him a lot. And we pray that we can too learn from the example of Hizqiyil, working hard in the way of truth and entrusting our affairs to God and God alone. As we come to the end of this beautiful month, let's take some time to reflect on these stories of the Quran and the example of Hizqiyil and his beautiful sacrifice.